They do some kind of nasty, say, infantile, anarchistic games. But then they start kind of swallowing everything and then throwing up, etc. It was quite unpleasant to watch, but there was also some kind of unwritten agreement that I will respect what they do. So they gave us a lot of material that if I had more time, but we promised to have film for Cannes, and it was like already very close. I could not really kind of find something, you know, change enough. So I let film be free for a while. It's sort of like third part of the film took over and became more free than I would think. There are some jokes that I discovered some people don't get. Now, in some countries, people are very familiar with Lenin's face, at, or so people know what is Marx and what is Lenin, or who started World War I. And we understand this guy who has this pipe, he knows nothing about history or anything. But to explain that, I feel it's like trying to explain to people who was Tutankhamun or who was Hitler.
He's the guy that shot the Russian Tsar, yeah, shot him dead right in the head. Yeah.
It's always dangerous to deal with these films dealing with the past if we are too serious. If you're not serious, people don't care, you know. You remember on the wall, I had a poster, and there was Marlon Brando and Trotsky and Lenin, and I mixed them just to show that they all belong to, like, teenagers' room with posters.